Hello, I'm Sue Montgomery with the BBC News. American defence officials have insisted that a raid by US and Kurdish forces on a prison run by Islamic State militants in northern Iraq does not represent a change of tactics. About 70 hostages, including members of the Iraqi security forces, were freed. From Washington, here's Gary O'Donoghue.
The press secretary, Peter Cook, said information had suggested that the prisoners were facing imminent mass execution within hours. American helicopters transported troops to the town of Hawija, 40 miles southwest of Kirkuk. Officials here say a number of IS militants were killed in the raid and five captured, along with what they described as important intelligence about the militant group. It's the first American combat casualty in the fight against Islamic State. Nevertheless, the head of Central Command said the operation had been highly successful.
Russia's President Vladimir Putin has accused Western countries of playing a double game in Syria. Speaking in Sochi, Mr. Putin said they were declaring a fight against terrorists while using some of them for what he called their own interests. He said Russia's military action in Syria had hit Islamic State militants and other groups Moscow regards as terrorists. The frontrunner for the Democratic presidential nomination, Hillary Clinton, has accused her Republican rivals of exploiting the deaths of American diplomats in Libya in 2012 for political gain. Mrs. Clinton has been testifying before a congressional committee investigating the attack on the US diplomatic compound in Benghazi. Barbara Pletosher reports.
The hearing had been widely anticipated as a showdown between Hillary Clinton and her Republican critics. They questioned how engaged she'd been on the deteriorating situation in Libya before the Benghazi attacks. And they returned to the issue of why the State Department had failed to respond to requests for increased security by the ambassador, Chris Stevens. Once again, Mrs. Clinton said that security personnel normally dealt with such requests. They never reached her desk. But she had her most emotional moment over accusations that she deliberately ignored the demands. The exchanges didn't appear to reveal significantly new information, although perhaps new details.
Swedish police are investigating whether a masked man who killed a teacher and a pupil at a school near Gothenburg was motivated by extreme right-wing views. Swedish media reports say the 21-year-old's social media accounts showed an interest in the Nazis and hostility to Islam and immigration. The attacker was shot dead by police. Sweden's Prime Minister, Stefan Löfven, visited the school.
This affects us all who send their children and grandchildren to school, who work there or attend themselves. School is supposed to be the place for learning, play, curiosity, and friendship, and therefore this is a tragedy that affects the whole country.
BBC News. President Obama has vetoed the $612 billion defense spending bill sent to him by the Republican-controlled Congress. He said the bill resorted to budget gimmicks, wasted money, and prevented the closure of the Guantanamo Bay prison. He said it would have increased defense spending without boosting the U.S. economy. The Republican Speaker of the House, John Boehner, said Mr. Obama's action placed domestic politics ahead of U.S. troops. Differences have emerged at climate talks in Bonn, where negotiators are trying to clear obstacles before a summit in Paris next month. Developing countries led by Africa are seeking greater clarity from rich nations who've pledged to help them adapt to the effects of climate change. Portugal's president has appointed as the country's prime minister Pedro Passos Coelho of the Right of Centre coalition that won the general election of October the 4th. But as Alison Roberts reports from Lisbon, the new government may not last long.
Pedro Passos Coelho now has 10 days to form a government, draft a programme and secure approval in Parliament. That will be difficult, perhaps impossible, since the Socialist Party, the smaller Left Bloc and the Communist Party, which together have a majority, have threatened to vote it down. They'd called on the President instead to appoint as Prime Minister the Socialist leader, António Costa. He's pledged to turn the page on the austerity of recent years without breaking key international commitments such as to the Eurozone and North Atlantic Treaty Organisation.
After 2 days of quintessentially British pageantry during his state visit, China's President Xi Jinping has now experienced another local tradition, a pub lunch of fish and chips. His host was the British Prime Minister David Cameron, who took Mr. Xi to a pub near his official residence outside London. The two men, wearing suits without ties, were seen chatting with other patrons as they drank beer. BBC News.